Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday during his evening address that German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's call with Vladimir Putin would open Pandora's box by undermining efforts to isolate the Russian leader. Zelensky says there may be other conversations, other calls, just a lot of words, and that is exactly what Putin has long wanted, and it's extremely important for him to weaken his isolation. Scholz urged Russian President Vladimir Putin in their first phone call in nearly 2 years to pull his forces out of Ukraine and begin talks with Kyiv that would open the way for a just and lasting peace. The Kremlin confirmed the conversation, which it said had come at Berlin's request, and said Putin had told Scholz any agreement to end the war in Ukraine must take Russian security interests into account and reflect new territorial realities. A group of former leaders and climate experts said the annual UN COP climate talks were no longer fit for purpose and needed to be reformed. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The group, including ex-UN chief Ban Ki-moon, published a critical open letter on Friday, midway through what has so far been a fractious summit. Nearly 200 countries are gathered in Baku, Azerbaijan. The primary goal is to agree how much money needs to be provided to help developing countries adapt to climate change and recover from destructive weather. So far, those talks have made little progress. The letter was signed by more than 20 experts, former leaders, and scientists. It says the COP process had achieved much, but now needed an overhaul, and that, quote, its current structure simply cannot deliver the change at exponential speed and scale, which is essential to ensure a safe climate landing for humanity.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. Valencia's regional leader has refused to resign in the face of fierce criticism of the handling of October's catastrophic floods. Angry Spaniards gathered outside the regional assembly to call for Carlos Mazón to step down, but the embattled leader defended his actions and aimed blame elsewhere. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Inside the assembly, Mazón stated he did everything possible in the face of a, quote, monstrous avalanche of water, although he said he would not evade responsibility and sought forgiveness. He repeated an assertion that he has previously made that the body responsible for measuring water flows failed to send sufficient warnings. However, he apologized and promised a public inquiry. Mazón has been accused of failing to act and instead having a lengthy lunch with a local reporter on the day of the disaster. He said he did not cancel his agenda because the regional official in charge of the emergency services was handling the situation, adding he did not delay any decisions and was kept up to speed throughout the day.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. South Africa's government will not help the illegal miners inside a closed mine as part of an official policy against illegal mining. The miners in the mine shaft in Stilfontein in Northwest Province are believed to be suffering from a lack of food and water after police closed off the entrances used to transport their supplies underground. More than 1,000 miners have surfaced at various mines in the province over the past several weeks. Many were reported to be weak and hungry after going for weeks without basic supplies. Police clash with students in Turin as anti-government rallies draw support across Italy. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
At least 15 police officers were taken to hospital on Friday following clashes in Turin with students protesting against Italy's far-right government of Giorgia Meloni. The demonstration in the northern Italian city was one of several held across the country, including in Rome and Milan, on what the organisers dubbed No Meloni Day. The officers in Turin were injured when they were exposed to fumes from a rudimentary explosive device used during the scuffles, local authorities report. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Austria's chancellor says Russia's state-owned natural gas company Gazprom will cut off supplies early Saturday to Austrian utility OMV. Chancellor Karl Niehammer says that his country's underground gas storage is full and that it has alternative non-Russia supplies. The cutoff follows OMV's announcement that it would stop paying for Gazprom's gas to its Austrian arm to offset a $242 million arbitration award it won over an earlier cutoff of gas to its German subsidiary. Niehammer says Austria has a secure supply of alternative fuel and that no one will freeze. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.